8 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roll that stock car, boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. Whatever Sunday afternoon, he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Roar that stock car, boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, rapid roar that stock car, boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in dark a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah, hey. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Time for some weekend baseball in Frisco, Texas. Two games remain in this six-game series with the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers, the Frisco Rough Riders, and the AA St. Louis Cardinals affiliate, the Springfield Cardinals. Game 5 of the six-game series tonight at 7:05 as the Rough Riders come off their first win of the week last night in an 8-5 victory and a come-from-behind win yesterday here at Riders Field. Hi again, everybody, alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. My name's Josh Warden. 9 more innings of baseball between the Rough Riders and the Cardinals tonight as Frisco improves to 29-37. The Springfield Cardinals now 34-33. So the Rough Riders looking for their 30th win of the year. Springfield trying to continue with a winning record, which they would not have if they lose tonight. The Southern Division title has already been claimed by San Antonio in the first half, so the Missions will be in the playoff come September. So Frisco not in contention to win the first half title. There are only two more games left in the first half of 2023, and then the records are reset at 0-0 beginning next week when Frisco plays San Antonio on the road. On the mound today for each of these teams, it's Juan Mejia for the Frisco Rough Riders. The Southpaw gets his first start of the year, his seventh appearance at the Double-A level in his 11th appearance overall in 2023. He's pitched at the High-A level as well. And here in Frisco, he's 0-1 with an 8.25 ERA with the Frisco Rough Riders. So Juan Mejia on the mound today for Frisco. Wilfredo Pereira is the starting pitcher for the Springfield Cardinals this evening. A 5-3 record for Wilfredo and an ERA of 3.25. There's your starting pitchers. Coming up after the break, Josh Hatcher will join us for part two of a conversation we began yesterday. The first baseman who is in the starting lineup today for the Rough Riders and batting eighth. One of the newest members of this team just joined and played two games so far, former Mississippi State and Kennesaw State product. We'll talk about his path into the Texas Rangers organization when we return. First pitch at 7:05 today. Stay with us on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Well, first pitch coming up at 7:05 today in Game 5 of this series between the Rough Riders and the Springfield Cardinals. We're joined by Josh Hatcher for part two of a conversation we started yesterday on the pregame show. Started to talk with Josh about some of his defensive versatilities and other things going on outside of baseball for Josh Hatcher, the Kennesaw, Georgia native and one of the newest members of the Rough Riders. So here is the 24-year-old Josh Hatcher. You have some defensive versatility, mostly at first base. Tell me about where you feel most comfortable, where you've worked on the most defensively, and where you see yourself going forward.
I played first base, like, really my whole life. I didn't really start playing at the outfield until my last year of college, like, playing it full-time. And so that was really my first taste of the outfield. And then ever since I've gotten into pro ball, it's been right field, left field, first base. So, I mean, I'm getting more comfortable in the outfield. Obviously, it's something I have to continue to work on. But I feel more comfortable at first just because that's what I've played my whole life. But I enjoy playing the outfield, running around, stuff like that. So we'll see going forward.
When you go out to the outfield, is the most difficult part reading fly balls? Or what's the biggest kind of surprise about, man, this is tough. Outfielders have to do really well at this thing. What stands out most to you?
It's reading fly balls. You know, obviously the longer you play the game, balls are hit harder, higher, stuff like that. So, like, getting a feel for the field and for your other outfielders and, like, just getting good reads and stuff like that. So,
this is the first chance for Rough Riders fans to see you play on the field and get to know you. Tell the fans a little bit about what you do off the field. What are the hobbies? What do you do on a day off where you have a day to spend? What's kind of your go-to thing to get away from baseball a little bit?
When my girlfriend's in town with my dogs, I just play with my dogs all day. I love playing with my dogs. I have two dogs. I have a golden doodle. His name's Apollo, and a Pomeranian, and her name's Paris. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. I got a big fluffy dog and then a little fluffy dog. So I love playing with them.
Yeah, that's a pretty big disparity between the two. Is the Pomeranian pretty well behaved? They can be a little bit yippy, but is yours pretty good?
She likes to chill. The big dog likes to mess with her. Okay. And she doesn't really like that. She just likes to chill on the couch, you know, hang out with me. And then the big dog's always wanting to play. You know, he's really goofy, and she doesn't really like it.
The last couple things with Josh Hatcher here in the pregame show. Tell me about your early memories in baseball. Did you play other sports growing up near Kennesaw? And was baseball the big thing early on or a lot of other sports?
it was really just baseball growing up. The other sports that I played were just like in the backyard, or like pick up basketball games here and there, or pick up 7-on-7 football games here and there. So really the only organized sport I played was baseball.
Who are some of the main players that you watched growing up? A couple of your favorites, guys you try to emulate a little bit?
Being from Georgia, it was really Chipper Jones, watching him the most, obviously. Growing up a Braves fan and being not too far from the stadium, just going and watching him. So I would say mainly him.
Last question. If you could take an at-bat against a current pitcher in Major League Baseball, live AB, what pitcher would you like to take one plate appearance against?
I would have to say Shohei Ohtani, just because, I mean, he's the best player in baseball right now. Obviously doing the best of both worlds, and I just want to see what all those big leaguers are seeing right now. And I don't know. Watching, it looks impossible, but we'll see.
I think that's a win-win pick, because even if you strike out, there's really nothing to be embarrassed about. So that's a solid pick right there.
Yeah,
I appreciate
exactly.
it. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, Josh, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Best of luck the rest of this series and going forward here in Frisco. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. All right.
There's Josh Hatcher in the pregame show. Stay tuned on the Riders Baseball Network.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, the Rough Riders coming off a victory last night and now going for two straight wins here at Riders Field. Welcome back to Riders Field. It's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Springfield Cardinals, the second to last game of this series. Here are the starting lineups for both of these teams, beginning with Jose Laher's squad, the skipper for Springfield. Leading off for the Cardinals and the shortstop, Arquimedes Gamboa. Batting second and the second baseman, Nick Dunn, hitting .308 on the season. The three-hole hitter for Springfield is Jacob Buschberger. Batting cleanup and playing first base, Chandler Redmond, with his 19th home run yesterday to lead the Texas League. Batting fifth and DHing tonight is L.J. Jones. Then it's Irving Lopez, who plays left field and hits sixth. Noah Mendlinger bats seventh and plays right field. Hitting eighth and catching is Jose Alvarez. And then the bottom of the order, Justin Turner, is the center fielder. Carlos Cardoza begins his lineup with Luis Angel Acuna, the Rough Riders' shortstop. Begins the order, followed by Evan Carter, the center fielder tonight, batting second. In the three-hole, the designated hitter, Brad Miller, continues his rehab assignment from the Texas Rangers. The cleanup hitter for Frisco tonight, and the second baseman, Thomas Sejasi, with his team leading 51 RBIs. Batting fifth in the left fielder is Aaron Zavala, celebrating his 23rd birthday today. Aaron Zavala plays left and hits fifth. Then it's Trevor Hover batting sixth and playing right field. Then the seven-hole hitter and the catcher is Scott Capers. Josh Hatcher, our pregame guest, plays first base and hits eighth in this lineup. And then Jax Biggers rounds out the nine. He is the third baseman tonight for Frisco. The Rough Riders scoring four runs in the third and fourth innings yesterday to tie the game and then take the lead in those two innings respectively. Went on to win yesterday's ballgame. Eight runs on eight hits, no errors. And the Springfield Cardinals, five runs on five hits and one error. The Rough Riders winning pitcher, Grant Wolfram, improved to 3-0 on the year with 2 2/3 relief innings with no runs and one hit. It'll be Juan Mejia throwing out the first pitch when we return after this. Zach Bigley on the call on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride!
Luis Angel Acuña wins it for the Rough Riders.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris sees homers again.
Nick Tanaloo with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a drive, deep right field, it's long gone for a grand slam.
Acuña hammers a breaking ball deep to left field. This one is grand.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Onya to the warning track, it's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
On a beautiful Saturday night, it's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Springfield Cardinals. Game 5 of the 6-game series, and Juan Mejia takes the ball starting today for the first time this season in a Rough Riders uniform. Hi, everybody. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you along wherever you're listening or watching on this gorgeous Saturday night. It's warm here in Frisco, 97 degrees, and it feels like a 106. But we are ready for what should be a very good baseball game. Juan Mejia is making his first start for the Rough Riders on the year. He's worked out of the bullpen throughout the season, though, at three different levels at both High A, Hickory, and Frisco, and then also made one appearance up at the AAA level for Round Rock, filling in when they needed a bullpen arm, and he's been a kind of do-it-all guy for the Rangers organization over the course of his career, making stops from the DSL all the way up through AAA. The 24-year-old, 5'11", 160 pounds on the mound out of the Dominican Republic. This season with the Rough Riders, six appearances, 0-1 with an 8.25 earned run average. Archimedes Gamboa in from the right side, and the first pitch of the ball game is just low. It's 1-0, and we are underway at 7:07 in the p.m. here in Frisco, Texas. The 1-0 on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. Mejia will go with a five-pitch mix, four-seam fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, and change. The 1-1, swinging a soft roller out in front of the mound, or then right actually behind home plate. It's a foul ball, and it's 1-2 on Gamboa, the shortstop, who's hitting .236 this season through 65 games. 1-2, Mejia back into his wind in the offering home. Check swing, he went around. Strike three on a breaking ball down low and inside. Juan Mejia strikes out the first man he sees, and there's one away in the first. Nick Dunn, the batter, the second baseman, a left-handed hitter. The leading hitter on the team, batting .308. He leads the Texas League in batting average in the month of June, hitting nearly .400. He's 7-for-20 in this series. First pitch comes across the inside corner, a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. The fastball for Mejia will be in the upper 80s. The 0-1. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line. Long run in for Zavala. Still chugging towards the line. He reaches out and spears it for the second out. Two up, two down, and here's Jacob Buschberger. The defense behind Mejia looks like this. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Evan Carter in center, Trevor Hover roams in right. Jax Biggers has the hot corner, Luis Angel Acuna the shortstop, Thomas Sejasi at second base, Josh Hatcher dealing with the sun at first, and Scott Capers does the catching today for Mejia in his first start on the season and his first since 2022. The pitch off the outside corner, it's 1-0. He made one start with High A Hickory last year. He looks over the tip of his glove, peels back in the 1-0. Just off the outside corner, and it's 2-0. The Rough Riders earning their first win of this series last night, 8-5 over the Cardinals. They now trail in the series 3-1. The 2-0 slips down low and inside. It's 3-0. The Rough Riders will have to win each of the last two games of this series to force a series split. 3-0 toss. Low, ball four. Four-pitch walk to Jacob Buschberger. And Mejia deals with Chandler Redmond. No score, top of the first inning, 2 outs, and a runner aboard. Redmond homered yesterday. He's 7-for-18 in this series. He's the Texas League leader with 19 long balls on the season. Left-hander readies and deals. Breaking ball comes in on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Nate Diedrich is our home plate umpire tonight. Charlie Welling, our first base umpire, and Ben Engstrand is at third. Here's the stretch in the 0-1 pitch. Inside with a fastball, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders wearing their red tops today and red ball caps with cream pants. It's the light blue tops. The baby blue tops for the Springfield Cardinals today. The 1-1. Swing and a miss by Redmond. Back pick to first. Not in time. Very close play at first base with Buschberger diving back in. 1-2. Gray pants today for the Cardinals and red ball caps. Mejia ready in the 1-2 on the way to Redmond. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner with a breaking ball for strike three. Juan Mejia strikes out two and a scoreless first. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left stranded on a walk. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's the Cardinals nothing and the Rough Riders coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the dugout deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the first inning in Frisco, Texas. It's a very warm day for baseball, but a nice one nonetheless. 97 degrees with a feels like of 106. It's the hottest game by far we played here in Frisco all season, and it is officially the hottest game of the year. Luis Angel Acuña leads off the bottom half of the first inning for the Rough Riders. Wilfredo Pereira is on the mound. Acuña, the Rough Riders shortstop, hitting exactly 300 on the dot through 58 games, 5 home runs, and 39 runs batted in. The league leader in stolen bases with 30 stands in from the right side. And Pereira, the big right-hander, ready from the stretch. His first pitch on the way. He misses low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. The first pitch fastball at 91 miles an hour. The right-hander ready, and he brings it home. Low off the outside edge, and it's two balls and no strikes. Wilfredo Pereira making his first start of this series. He has his sign, sets, and delivers. Fits one on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 2-1. Pereira, number 50 on his back, 24-year-old, 6 foot, 197 pounds, and the pitch is lashed to right field, but Ryan Mendlinger, he comes in a couple steps, and he makes the grab. One away for Evan Carter, Rough Riders and Cardinals, no score in the bottom of the first inning. Pereira, a Panamanian, pitching for Springfield for the first time this year. He's making his 14th appearance and his 12th start. 5-3, a 3.25 earned run average. First pitch. Carter takes a strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. Pereira coming off a start his last time against Tulsa, allowing 4 runs over 5 innings, but his start before that was fantastic. The 0-1. Just low off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. He allowed just 1 run over 7 innings against that same Tulsa Drillers team in the opener of this series. Striking out 6. The offering. Swing and a miss. Went low of the zone with a breaking ball. 1-2 on the center fielder, Carter. Big league rehabbing Brad Miller is on deck. Pereira looks in for his sign. He's ready from the stretch. The 1-2. Off the outside corner, it's 2-2. Evan Carter playing in his third game since returning from the injured list. He's 4 for his first 11 with a homer, a triple, and 3 RBIs. 2-2. Hard ground ball to the right side. Redmond vacuums it up and takes it to the first base bag himself. There are 2 away. Brad Miller to the plate. Miller 1 for 11 in his rehab with the Rough Riders so far. Pereira has this defense behind him. Irving Lopez in left, Justin Turner in center, and Noah Mendlinger in right field. Initial pitch to Miller. Fits on the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. Jacob Buschberger at third. Arquimedes Gamboa at short. Nick Dunn at second. Chandler Redmond, the first baseman. And Jose Alvarez catches. The 0-1. Miller watches down low and inside. It's 1-1. Rough Riders scoring 8 runs on the offensive side yesterday.
their highest output of the series. They put up 7 in game 1 of this set. Couldn't manage much offense the next two. The pitch is flicked foul to the left side. It's 1-2. So really good to see that offensive production, because out of the top 4 guys in the order have really been one of the only guys producing on the offensive side, but we saw it up and down the order in yesterday's ballgame. The 1-2. Miller takes low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas Ajayi, who's on deck, is still the biggest producer in this series for the Rough Riders, going 8-for-14 with 5 runs batted in. This offense can be a little bit streaky for the Rough Riders. 2-2 pitch. Miller swings and misses on a breaking ball down low for strike 3, and the side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base for Pereira. We go to the top of the second. Our score, no score on the Riders Baseball Network. You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories, from learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Juan Mejia back to the hill for the Rough Riders in a scoreless second inning. LJ Jones the fourth leads things off, then Irving Lopez and Noah Mendlinger for Springfield. It's 5, 6, and 7 in their order. Right-hander in, left-hander back into his wind in the pin. It's on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. L.J. Jones is 2-for-7 in the series. Mejia the 0-1. There's a fly ball onto right center field chasing Carter back. He's got it measured, though, and he makes the catch. One away in the second for Irving Lopez. No score. Now Mejia has not allowed a hit so far. He's gone an inning and a third. Now the big thing for him this year has been working ahead in the count. Well, left-handed batting, Irving Lopez steps in. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Fastball in the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Usually when you talk about left-handed pitchers, they usually do well against left-handed batters. The pitch. Swinging a chopper up the middle. The second baseman, Sajacy, he's got it. Slings it sidearm to first and retires Lopez. There's 2 away. Noah Mendlinger hits. Mejia has reverse splits, where lefties hit it better against him than righties do. Each side has exactly 10 hits this season against Mejia. But righties are hitting 270. Lefties are hitting 556 against him. The pitch sizzles up high and inside of the left-handed batting Mendlinger, and it's 1-0. No score in the top of the second with 2 outs. So that's something he's trying to quell a little bit. The 1-0. Down low and inside, it's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Overall, he's giving up a .364 batting average against here at the AA level this year, but he's been way, way better when he works ahead against hitters. The 2-0. Swinging a chopper, foul right side, and it's now 2-1. When he's ahead of the count, opponents are just hitting .182. When he's behind in the count, though, .524. Just massive difference. Mendlinger back in, and Mejia Peels back into his wind. The 2-1. Just down low and inside. Really didn't miss by much on the fastball, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. So there's no doubt that throwing strikes is very important for Mejia and trying to get ahead. And time call. Mendlinger steps out. He's 3-for-13 in this series so far. Pull side shift on the infield. Swung around to the right. The 3-1. A breaking ball on the outside corner. A strike with the curve. 3-2. Experimented a little bit with Mejia throwing cutters to left-handed batters. Trying to make sure he has an extra pitch there. The 3-2. Chopper to the right side of the infield. First baseman Hatcher's got it. Flips underhand to Mejia covering, and he beats him to the bag for the final out of the second. Nicely done by the Rough Riders and Mejia. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. He has looked pretty strong so far through 2 innings. Only 21 pitches, and we go to the bottom of the second. Springfield and Frisco. No score on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Thomas Sajacy begins the Rough Riders' second. No score between Frisco and Springfield in Game 5 of this 6-game set in Frisco, Texas. So JC stands in from the right side against Wilfredo Pereira, who pitched a 1-2-3 first, and the initial offering is on the inside edge for a strike. It's 0-1. So JC, as we talked about in the first inning, has had just a monster series. He's got the average up to 3.03 in the 0-1 pitch. He takes low, and it's 1-1 strike. After an 8-for-14 start to this set, he's also on a 12-game hitting streak for the Rough Riders, hitting .429 over the last 12 games. 1-1 pitch. Right across the outside edge, a strike with a fastball, and it's 1-2. Well, the 12-game hitting streak matches a season high for Rough Riders batters. He's the third man to do it. Kellen Strom had his 12-game hitting streak snapped yesterday, actually. The 1-2. Swinging a little foul into the screen, right side off the fist, and it's still 1-2. Luis Angel Acuna had a 12-game hitting streak earlier this year. Right-hander against right-hander to begin the bottom of the second. And a scoreless game. Pereira ready from the stretch of the pitch. Fouled back. Just up over the netting, back behind home, and it's still 1-2. Over the last 15 games, so JC has 5 homers and 16 RBIs, all hitting .377. He has just been amazing this month. The 1-2. Swinging a drive into left field. That drops in front of Lopez. A base hit for JC in a 13-game hitting streak. Thwacked it at 108 miles an hour off the bat.
Now
He is so good. So much fun to watch. Aaron Zavala stands in. It's almost like, what can't he do at the plate right now? He's hitting for power. He's hitting for average. The offering. Off the outside corner, one ball, no strikes. That was a straight pull, base hit down the left field line. He's been going to the other way so effectively so far this season, you just can't really play him in any particular way on the defensive side. 1-0 offering to Zavala. It's inside, it's two balls and no strikes, and that makes him very difficult to defend, and then also it opens up more holes all over the place for him. Remember, he's still just 21 years old, too. He takes his leap from first. Two balls and no strikes on Zavala. The pitch. Down low and inside. It's 3-0 now. On the left fielder, who is just 1-for-10 in the series. He has walked twice, though. He has a couple RBIs. An RBI single in yesterday's 8-5 win for Frisco. 3-0. Clips the bottom of the zone right at the knees, and it's 3-1 on a 92-mile-an-hour heater from Pereira. The hit for Sejasi is the first hit by either side today. Pereira looks in for his sign. He's got it. He offers. Outside for ball four. First two have reached for the Rough Riders in the second inning. And Trevor Hauber makes his way to the plate. No score between the Riders and the Cardinals, and this is a pivotal inning for Frisco. We are on the eve of the top of the third, which has been incredibly treacherous for Frisco so far in this series. The Rough Riders have allowed 6 runs, 5 runs, 1 run, and 3 runs so far in the first 4 top of the third innings in this series. Stretch in the pitch. Low of the zone, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. And so you'd love to get on the board here and preemptively get some runs before that third inning comes, and hopefully it comes without incident. Looks like it will be Mejia back on the hill. There's nobody in the Rough Riders bullpen. The 1-0. Hauber watches low, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. It's now 6 out of the last 7 missing the zone from Pereira. So JC takes his lead from second, Zavala from first. Pereira looks back at second, the 2-0. Hauber swings, fouls it back in Alvarez's glove, and it's 2-1. Flags blowing out to left field at 16 miles an hour, and they play Hauber the opposite way in the outfield to pull in the infield. Sun starting to set to our left. 2-1. Hauber swings, grounds it foul off the facing of the first base dugout, home of the Cardinals, and it's 2-2. Casts long shadows across the field from left to right. The only one currently in the shade outside of the catcher Alvarez is Jacob Buschberger at third and Irving Lopez in left. Everyone else facing the brutal sunshine right now. And time called right before the pitch. A pitch clock violation makes it 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oh, Pereira taking a little bit too much time. And you heard Nate Diedrich saying 3-2 down there at the plate. Our home plate umpire. Well, that's our count, the payoff pitch. Low and away for ball four, and the bases are loaded. Single walk loads the sacks for the Rough Riders with nobody out in the second inning, and Scott Capers makes his way to the plate. But not before Eric Peterson emerges from the dugout for Springfield, and the pitching coach is going to go have some words with Pereira. Scott Capers is just 2-for-10 of the series. He has 4 homers on the year. He does not have a grand slam. The Rough Riders do have 7 grand slams in the season, though. We're scoreless in the bottom half of the second inning. Happy you're with us here on the Riders Baseball Network as we close the first half tomorrow. The first half of the season ends after tomorrow's ballgame. Rough Riders currently coming into this game at 29-37 on the year. And then everything will reset. The Rough Riders and the Wind Surge are the only 2 teams that had a game canceled in the first half. They will be the only 2 that play 68 in the first half of play. Everyone else will play 69, and then hopefully we'll go through without incident in the second half and play these 69 allotted games in the second half of play. We're ready for the first pitch to Scott Capers with the bases loaded. Here she comes. It's a breaking ball at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Capers. Rough Riders backstop, 36th game of the year. He's hitting 272. Stretch in the 0-1. Capers swings, cues it up the first baseline off the end of the bat. It stays foul. Rolling right along the chalk just to the right side of it. And it's 0-2 now on Capers. That one had so much English on it, looked like it was begging to come back fair, but just stayed foul. Capers has done a wonderful job with extra base hits so far this year. Pereira ready from the stretch in the 0-2. Swinging a little floater into shallow center field. It's trouble. It's down. Base hit. So JC scores from third. Zavala around third. He comes in standing. It's a two-run single for Scott Capers, and the Rough Riders lead 2-0. He didn't have to hit it hard. Just got one off the fist and floated it into shallow center. He picks up two runs, and the Rough Riders strike first on this Saturday night. Hover all the way to third. Capers on an 0-2 pitch. Picks up a couple RBIs. Josh Hatcher to the plate. Left-handed batter against the right-handed throwing Pereira. The pitch. Just outside. One ball, no strikes. Capers didn't pick up an extra base hit there, but he has been a doubles machine. He's fourth on the team in doubles, despite playing about half as many games as the top three guys in doubles. The 1-0. Swinging a foul back into Alvarez's glove, and it's now 1-1 on Hatcher, who joined the team earlier this week, playing in just his third game. It was the pregame interview guest with Josh, that being Josh talking to Josh. Stretch in the 1-1. Eyeing outside. It's two balls and one strike with runners on the corners. 2-0 Riders in the second. Hatcher looking for his first RBI in a Rough Riders uniform. He's two for his first seven. Both of them singles with the bases clear. 2-1. Swinging a foul out of Alvarez's glove, and it's 2-2. Hatcher came up from High A Hickory. He becomes the first position player out of the 2022 draft to make his Rough Riders debut. Former 10th round selection out of Kennesaw State. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball, weakly hit to short. Gamboa's got it, throws on to second. Wildly off Dunn's glove, kicks away from him. Capers around to third. He stands there as Hover comes in to score from third base. And the Rough Riders now lead 3-0. Gamboa picked and threw on to Dunn, who in the pull side shift for the left-handed batter, the second baseman had to go a long way to try to get to the second base bag. And so he tried to lead him, but Gamboa's throw was high, and it went off Dunn's glove and rolled behind him. That allowed Hover to come in to score, and Capers arrives at third. Hatcher at first base. Here's Jax Biggers, and the first pitch is high and outside. One ball and no strikes. Now the Rough Riders now lead 3-0, and still nobody out in the inning. This inning has gone single, walk, walk, two-run single, and then the fielder's choice. The 1-0. Biggers watches on the inside corner, belt high for a strike, and it's 1-1. They award an error there. We'll see who that error is on. It's probably going to go on shortstop Archimedes Gamboa. 1-1, Biggers swings, chops it to second. Dunn comes up, fields, throws on to second for one. No return throw to first. And that brings Capers in from third. 4-0 Rough Riders. Fielder's choice, 4-6 to pick up the RBI. Biggers at first base. Hatcher eliminated for the first out of the inning at second. Luis Angel Acuna makes his way to the plate. Hatcher is awarded with an RBI, by the way, so it's his first in a Rough Riders uniform. First pitch to Acuna. He swings, puts it in the air to center field. Hit hard, but right at Justin Turner. He backs up a couple steps and makes the grab. Acuna retired on the first pitch, and Evan Carter makes his way in. So they go fielder's choice E6 for Josh Hatcher, an RBI. Evan Carter stands in. The pitch. Swinging a line drive to left field. That drops in. Evan Carter singles to the opposite way into left. His first hit of the day. And Brad Miller takes his turn. He becomes the ninth man up in the inning for the Rough Riders. Miller a strikeout in the first. Rough Riders getting to Pereira. Four runs across in the inning. Initial pitch. Low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Wind continues to blow to left to the opposite way for the designated hitter. The 1-0. High and outside. Two balls, no strikes. This is the third four-run inning in the last 2 days for the Rough Riders. They scored four in each of the third and fourth innings yesterday. 2-0. Miller swings, hits it hard to right field on a line. Mendlinger can't make the catch. It's down in front of him. Biggers around third, and he's in to score. It's an RBI single for Brad Miller. And it makes it 5-0, Rough Riders. Carter goes first to third. Rough Riders adding on, and they will bat around in the third inning officially as Thomas Ajayi stands in. He led off the inning with a single to the left. So JC, 9-for-15 in this series. He's been unstoppable. 5-0 Frisco, the pitch. Swinging a foul straight back to the screen. It's 0-1. And there is action in the Springfield bullpen. It's Brian Pope who's loosening. The pitch. So JC puts it in the air out to right field, but Noah Mendlinger is right there. He comes in a couple steps and makes the catch to retire the side. The Rough Riders send 10 to the plate. They score 5 times on 4 hits, an error, and 1 left, making 2 left on base. We go to the top of the third inning. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 5, the Cardinals nothing. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And 2 innings are in the books, and the Rough Riders take a commanding lead with a really strong second inning, batting around the order. and have put five runs of cushion between themselves and the Springfield Cardinals. Five runs on four hits in that inning and one error. And now Juan Mejia back to the hill to face Jose Alvarez. First pitch is outside for a ball. Alvarez, the eight-hole hitter for the Springfield Cardinals, as they try to come back from this 5-0 deficit in the third. The 1-0 pitch slides to the outside corner, and it's strike one. Alvarez, the 23-year-old, has spent the last 4 years alternating between different levels. Here's the 1-1. It is low. Or I should say played at four levels last year. Single A, high A, double A. Even played one game at triple A. And now this year at the double A level. Two balls and a strike from Juan Mejia to the leadoff man here in the third. Pitch is swung on, a grounder snared by Mejia. Reached up to grab it on one bounce. Runs halfway to first, underhands to Hatcher, and puts him away. Hard hit grounder that went straight into the turf and then almost bounced over Juan Mejia, but he was able to capture it at its apex, one away.
He's been fielding his position pretty well. Yeah. And a nice play coming off the hill, falling away, and then getting to first base. And that play on the comeback.
First pitch to Justin Turner. Misses inside. Ball one. Yeah, he had some speed off the mound. I mean, you don't think a pitcher's needing to be quick on their feet. But he is. A 1-0 to Turner. The slider that bends away. And it is ball two to the former Cal State Northridge outfielder. Turner, the center fielder today for Springfield. Nobody on, one out. 5-0 Frisco in the third inning. Mejia comes back with a 2-0. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and it's 2-1. Well, two very different clubs in terms of the roster makeup between Frisco and Springfield. They only play each other one time. Very different rosters. Here's the 2-1 pitch. It hits the outside, and it is strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Springfield has a lot of veterans here at the double-A level. Frisco, a lot of young prospects. 2-2 pitch is grounded on the right side, right towards Thomas Ajayi. He fields to the back of the infield, and the second baseman makes the short throw accurately. And there's two down on two ground outs this inning for Juan Mejia. Top of the order now, it's Archimedes Gamboa, who's 0-for-1 today. 5-0 Rough Riders in the third inning. Springfield has five players on this roster, five position players, who have been at the double-A level enough to amass 650 at-bats. Just the double-A level alone. First pitch to Gamboa. Splits the plate and strike one. You need a lot of months at the double-A level to get 650 at-bats. Frisco has just one player in that category. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It's inside. Jax Biggers got his 650th at-bat at the double-A level last week. He is the only one in that category for the Rough Riders. A 1-1 pitch to Gamboa. A ground ball left side foul. It's 1-2. We've said it many times. It bears repeating how many prospects the Rough Riders have at this level. A few have elevated. Owen White, for example, who has spent pretty much this whole year with Frisco, just making it up to, well, the major leagues for one, but now AAA. Same for Dustin Harris at AAA. The 1-2 pitch above the belt. Two balls and two strikes. But the number one prospect in the Rangers organization, and Evan Carter here with the Rough Riders. Number three, Acuna. Number four, Leiter. 2-2, a grounder towards third, right at Biggers. He fields, he throws, and the veteran makes the play like he has so many times. Three ground outs for Juan Mejia in the inning. He goes 1-2-3 in the third, and it's still 5-0 Frisco halfway through the third inning from Riders Field and on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
After a five-run inning last frame, the Frisco Rough Riders right back at it offensively following a quick defensive inning. 1-2-3 for Juan Mejia, who has pitched three hitless innings for the Frisco Rough Riders, who lead at 5-0 over the Springfield Cardinals. And now Wilfredo Pereira faces Aaron Zavala. First pitch is low. Zavala celebrating his 23rd birthday today. It is customary to give gifts for people on their birthdays. He did receive a free pass in his first plate appearance. Watches outside, ball two. And it's 2-0. He walked on five pitches in the second inning, scored on Scott Caper's bloop single. That helped give Frisco its first lead of the ball game. They tacked on three more after that. 5-0 is now the score. The 2-0 is at the knees and a strike to Aaron Zavala.
But a gift of a scoreless third inning for the first time all series.
You're right. Yeah, no runs. It was three up, three down. It was so quick. The Cardinals, who have scored 15 runs in the third inning this series, but none today. The 2-1 to Zavala. He swings and hits one hard on a line to center field. Turner, a late break backwards. He's able to get there in time in front of the track and then runs onto the dirt after making the catch. He was holding pat for the first second, maybe 2 seconds after that ball was hit, and then had to sprint backwards, but he got there in time and puts away Aaron Zavala. One out for Trevor Hover in a 5-0 ball game. The Rough Riders in control. Bottom of the third inning. Hopper batting from the left side. Went 1-for-2 yesterday with a pair of walks. First pitch below the zone and ball one. His two walks were leading off a pair of innings, back-to-back innings, when the Rough Riders brought 9 to the plate in the third inning. Here's the 1-0. Low and outside, 2-0. So he led off the fourth inning as well. And there was a repetition not only in Hover leading off, but the final result, 4 runs for the Rough Riders in back-to-back innings, both started by Trevor Hover. The 2-0, he swings and misses on a pitch that probably caught the down inside corner. He swings over it for strike one. So the Rough Riders were down 4-0, tied the game yesterday with a 4-run inning. The 2-1, swung on and foul tipped backwards to the backstop. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Trevor Hover. And after tying the game with a 4-run inning, they took the lead on a 4-run inning. And never did relinquish that advantage yesterday, winning 8-5, their first victory of the week. And now set themselves up for their 30th win of the year today. The 2-2. A swinging Trevor Hover flies it on a breaking ball to center. Justin Turner runs back just shy of the warning track again and makes the play. Has been very active in center field this inning. 2 straight fly balls his way, taking him towards the wall, but he's able to make both plays. And now Scott Capers the batter. 8-5 the win yesterday. 8 players had a base hit for the Rough Riders in last night's ball game. First pitch to Capers is swung on and missed on a off-speed down and away. Strike one on the catcher. The only player to not collect a base hit yesterday for the Rough Riders in the starting lineup was Kellen Strom. Ironically, that snapped a 12-game hitting streak, which was the longest of the year. The 0-1, a strike from Pereira, who grunts as he releases. Longest hit streak of the year for the Rough Riders, and it was snapped. Strom, the only one in the entire lineup without a base hit. The 0-2, a check swing. Did he go? Yes. And the inning is over. Scott Capers strikes out. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Wilfredo Pereira, and we're done with 3 innings from Riders Field. It's the Frisco Rough Riders 5. And the Springfield Cardinals yet to score on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Baseball may be a game with an extensive history, but on July 9th at Riders Field, we celebrate something that goes back even further, a lot further. Join us Sunday, July 9th for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company. Fans can explore a world hundreds of millions of years old with animatronic dinosaurs and Mesozoic era themes. Kids can participate in a fossil dig by the playgrounds, and there'll be plenty of photo ops for everyone who comes out to catch the game. Get your tickets for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company on July 9th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, through three innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the Springfield Cardinals with no runs on no hits, one error. And the Frisco Rough Riders with five runs on four hits and no errors. Juan Mejia is done today, and it was a good day for Mejia. He's replaced by Danny Duffy. The southpaw's first pitch to Nick Dunn is a strike, and we're underway in the fourth inning. Juan Mejia goes three hitless innings today for the Frisco Rough Riders. Knew his appearance wouldn't be too long, but it was good. The second pitch to Dunn is floated into shallow center field. That finds a patch of grass. And the first hit of the day for the Springfield Cardinals comes on what sounded like a broken bat floater into shallow center. Nick Dunn gets aboard. Second base runner. The only other one has been Jacob Buschberger with a walk back in the first inning, and he now comes into play. Just 73 miles an hour. Very softly hit liner from Nick Dunn. He's at first. Jacob Buschberger, the batter, steps in from the right side with nobody out. First pitch he sees from Duffy, actually a throw over to first to get the runner back. Danny Duffy, the second of two players for the Rough Riders appearing in the game today, who can boast 11 years in the major leagues. His first baseman, Brad Miller, the DH today. The other, Buschberger, takes his strike, and it's 0-1. Danny Duffy, the 34-year-old from Goleta, California, comes set for the second pitch to Jacob Buschberger. The 0-1 is also in the zone. Outside corner with a fastball, and it's nothing and two. Runner at first for the Cardinals. With nobody out in the top of the fourth inning. Frisco leading at 5-0. Duffy holds. Now comes home. And a liner toward short. It's past Acuna. Straight into center field. Base hit. It advances Dunn to second base. He stops there. On a hard hit liner at 107 miles an hour. A fastball that was pretty much right down the middle. And Buschberger turns it right back where it came from. So the first two batters reach on singles here in the fourth inning. After the Cardinals could not get anything off of Juan Mejia, they get back-to-back hits off of the major leaguer Danny Duffy. And now Chandler Redmond to the plate. First pitch to him is swung on, a ground ball back towards first. It's off the glove of Hatcher and into right field. Coming around from second, Nick Dunn will come home. He speeds in for the first run of the game for the Cardinals. And they're on the board. It's 5-1 Frisco. It's a bit of a tough hop for Josh Hatcher, but a playable ball. An in-between hops and came in on his heel of his hand and bounced into right field. Will be ruled. Well, looks like they have not put an error on the board. They're calling it a hit. Yeah, three straight hits, they're ruling it in this inning. L.J. Jones, the batter. It's 5-1 Frisco. First pitch from Duffy is down the middle and strike one.
Yeah, it looked like what he was trying to do was back up on it and field it and throw on to second. It's a tougher play for the first baseman as a left-handed thrower when you come in and pick it, and then your momentum's going in and you try to throw to second base. So just caught the in-between hop there, and it kind of ate him up.
0-1, Dunn swings and fouls it back. It advanced Buschberger from first to third, and it scored Nick Dunn from second base. So it's Frisco 5 and The Springfield Cardinals won. It is an earned run off of Danny Duffy. And L.J. Jones, who's 0-for-1 today with a flyout. Now behind in the count, no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch from Duffy swung on and fouled back again from L.J. Jones. Infield turn to the left side. Outfield playing straight up. L.J. Jones batting from the right side. 23-year-old from San Diego and a product of Long Beach State. The 0-2 pitch to Jones. Swung on and missed. Caught him with a curveball. He strikes out swinging. And Danny Duffy puts one away here in the fourth. Runners still on the corners for Irving Lopez on an 8-game hit streak. And the left fielder comes in to bat from the left side against the southpaw Duffy. One out and two on for the Cardinals here in the fourth inning. Duffy starts the at-bat to Lopez. It's bunted, popped up back towards the first baseman Hatcher. He makes the catch. The runners hold at their bases. It's a pop out on a bunt attempt by Irving Lopez. It went a good 20 feet in the air off the barrel. And on the first pitch he sees, he bunts out to the first baseman, and there's two outs in the fourth inning.
That's a huge break for the Rough Riders. We talked about a potential of a big inning. Lopez has swung the stick very well in this series. He's 4-for-10. And to get that pop out on a bunt, no runners to advance. Now you got two outs. Everybody can play back. That's a big out.
Two outs, runners in the corners. First pitch to Mendlinger. Swung on, liner towards third. Snared by Biggers. He gets up, throws in time. Jax Biggers, a ridiculous play at third just to get to that ball, get back up off his chest, and throw to first in time. The inning is over. Runners in the corners stranded by Danny Duffy. Just one run comes in for the Cardinals. Three hits to open the frame, and Jax Biggers closes it out with a ridiculous grab at the hot corner. Now the Frisco lead is still 5-1. We're on to the bottom of the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
21, can you do something for me? 21.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Hatcher, Jax Biggers, and then the top of the order with Luis Angel Acuna coming to the plate. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Frisco leads it 5-1. First pitch of the inning from Wilfredo Pereira, breaking ball high, and it's ball one. Well, the series has turned around in good fashion for the Rough Riders, who lost the first three games and then trailed 4-0 in the fourth game yesterday. 1-0, Hatcher swings wildly at the changeup and way out in front, strike one. It's one ball and one strike. A big game yesterday to get on the win column. The 1-1 fastball is fired underneath the zone, and it's 2-1. Good to see Noah Bremer as well, making off of Tommy John surgery, making it back to the AA class, and make his first appearance with the Rough Riders this year. The 2-1 pitch. Josh Hatcher hacks it away foul over the left side. And it's 2-2. Bremer did give up four earned runs leading in the third inning. But just was really excited. We enjoyed talking about it with him earlier today. Really happy to be back here. The 2-2 pitch to Hatcher. Off speed, it's grounded past the mound towards the shortstop Gamboa. Fields on the opposite side of second. And he fires in time to retire Hatcher. On a 6-3 put out, one away in the fourth inning to bring up Jax Biggers. It was fun to see Noah Bremer get back in the rotation, and expect to see him more as the season goes along, the former Washington Husky. And yeah, there are moments where you have ups and downs. It was an up just to be in the game, and then it was a down moment to give up those four earned runs. First pitch to Biggers is inside. And he's been around the block and has a lot of memories. He started his college career giving up six earned runs in one of his first games at Washington. Here's the 1-0 to Jax Biggers, outside 2-0. Just three innings in his first games in college, six earned runs to Oregon State early on in his UW career. And learn those lessons over the times in baseball. 2-0 is outside of Biggers. Three balls and no strikes. Shortly thereafter, he got in a complete game against UCLA. Just one earned run. So obviously it's back and forth. Good games, bad games. You learn to ride the highs and lows in baseball. 3-0 is just below the knees to Biggers. He draws a four-pitch walk. One aboard for Luis Angel Acuna. 5-1 Frisco in the bottom of the fourth. Speaking of Oregon State, it was on this date in 2007 that the College World Series concluded. It was the first College World Series rematch in 34 years. The Beavers beat North Carolina for the second straight year, 9-3 on that day, 16 years ago. Always got to bring up the Oregon State stuff whenever I can.
I had no idea you went there for college until just now.
Your sarcasm is fantastic. Runner goes on the first pitch. It's high. Biggers slides feet first under the throw. And he safely steals second base. Biggers picks up his ninth swipe of the season. On 11 tries, he's into scoring position for Acuna, who's ahead 1-0 in the count with one down. 5-1 Rough Riders. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Wilfredo Pereira comes set. The right-hander appearing back at second now comes home. And a changeup lifted to the right side. A fly ball towards Mendlinger. The right fielder running in, still running. Now finally stops in shallow right. Makes the catch. And Biggers has to stay put at second base.
My old broadcast partner, Scott Kornberg, went to the University of Maryland. And he always used to say, when we ran across a Maryland guy in the minors, he'd say, you know, so-and-so went to the greatest university in the entire world, University of Maryland.
Wow.
Or so I've heard.
You know what? I respect it. I don't agree. It's not Maryland. It's Oregon State. But I respect it. Well, Evan Carter steps in. The center fielder, number one prospect in the Rangers org. The pitch to him is low for a ball. Jax Biggers at second. The Rough Riders ahead by a score of 5-1. Home half of the fourth inning for Frisco. There are two outs. Scored all their runs in the second inning. Gave up one in the top half of this frame, but still leading by four. The 1-0 pitch to Evan Carter is low for a ball. Brad Miller is on deck. The Texas Rangers almost came back to beat the Yankees today. They won in the Bronx yesterday, but fell 1-0 today to New York. The 2-0 pitch to Carter is low for a ball. Held New York in check. Just one run allowed. Their leadoff hitter for the Yankees today with Jake Bowers went hitless. Brad Miller, who's on deck at one point, was DFA'd and then traded from the Rays to make space for Jake Bowers on their roster. A little connection between the two. Here's the 3-0. Carter watches it all the way for a strike. Bowers was a prospect, got up to the Rays roster. Brad Miller was traded to Milwaukee 8 years ago. Now Miller on deck here with the Frisco Rough Riders in a rehab assignment. 3-1 the count to Evan Carter. The runner Biggers goes. A foul ball behind home as Evan Carter got it off the end of the bat and dribbles it behind the plate. And Jax Biggers, trying for his 10th steal of the year, got a pretty good break. But we'll never know if he would have been safe at third. So three balls and two strikes to Evan Carter with two down. Brad Miller on deck. The Rough Riders hope to bring him to the plate and score for the first time this inning, leading 5-1. Pereira set with his glove under the chin. He kicks. Fastball hit towards the right side. That's through the infield. Jax Biggers gets the wave around. He comes home from second, and he scores easily. An RBI base hit for Evan Carter. It's 6-1 Frisco. 103 off the bat for Evan Carter. And Jax Biggers, who stole second, didn't have to steal third. He just comes home with a base hit for Evan Carter. As his second base hit of the day, he's 2-for-3, and Brad Miller strides to the plate with a 6-1 lead for the Rough Riders. Still nobody throwing for the Cardinals in their bullpen, despite six runs off of Wilfredo Pereira. The right-hander comes set for his first pitch to Brad Miller. Here she comes. Runner goes, a swing and a miss. Carter diving into second, feet first, and he's tagged out on the head. Gamboa slaps it down on the batting helmet, and Evan Carter is retired on the caught stealing to conclude the inning. And Frisco plants a run on the board on a base hit by Evan Carter. Nobody left on, one hit, no errors. And it's a 6-1 lead for Frisco. We are done with four innings from Riders Field. Zach Bigley has the call on the other side of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
America's pastime shines extra bright this year with the Frisco Rough Riders hosting a home game on 4th of July with a double fireworks show after the game. It's the biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. The 7 p.m. game on the 4th of July is a can't-miss way to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks galore. See you at Riders Field on Tuesday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Midland Rockhounds at 7:05. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Danny Duffy back to the hill in the top of the fifth inning. First pitch to Jose Alvarez is low off the outside corner. It's 1-0. The Rough Riders leading 6-1 in this top of the fifth inning on a gorgeous, if not warm, night for baseball in Frisco. Duffy ready from the stretch. He issues in the 1-0. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate off Capers, the catcher, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders with 5 runs in the second inning. Springfield countering with a run in the top of the fourth, and then Rough Riders volleyed right back with a run in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Duffy's 1-1. Low, and it's 2-1, missing with the changeup. Alvarez bounced back to the pitcher Mejia in the third. Started the game for the Rough Riders. Duffy readies and fires in the 2-1. Eyeing outside. It's 2-1. Mejia was really good tonight. 3 innings in his start, allowing just 1 run. And the Rough Riders have had a lot of spot starts, especially this month. 3-1. Strike on the outside corner. 90-mile-an-hour fastball. 3-2 on Alvarez. And not all of them have gone as planned. It's been a tough month for the Rough Riders starters, but Mejia was fantastic. Mejia was the Rough Riders' 10th different starting pitcher out of the 21 games this month. 3-2, swinging a high pop-up on the infield. Hatcher, the first baseman, under it, so JC calls him off, and he drops it. He went off of his glove as the wind was playing tricks on both JC and Hatcher. So JC was all the way over next to first base, and then he went sprinting to his right at the last moment, and it just went off the tip of his glove. Jose Alvarez reaches to start the fifth inning. An error on Thomas Sejasi. Justin Turner makes his way in. Duffy fires home. Swinging a foul out of play left side. It's 0-1. 6-1 Rough Riders, top of the fifth inning. Their first error today. The Rough Riders starters in the month have had a 7.40 ERA. The 0-1 pitch. A low off the outside corner. It's 1-1. It's been worse over the last 10 games with an ERA north of 9.5. So the Rough Riders, those 10 different starters this month, are the most in the Texas League. The 1-1. High. 2-1. Remember, the Rough Riders starting rotation at some point this season looked like it was going to be along the lines of Jack Leiter, Owen White, Kumar Rocker, Tekoa Roby, and Ryan Garcia. The 2-1 off the outside corner, and it's 3-1. Of those five, only one has started this week for the Rough Riders. Owen White now up in AAA. Jack Leiter on the development list. He's off this week. The 3-1 pick. Swinging a hard liner to first. Hatcher makes the catch and retreats back to first base for the double play. So he negates the Sujacy air on a hard shot at 104 miles an hour off the bat right to Hatcher. And Alvarez was frozen with cement feet. And Hatcher could have either tagged him or stepped on the bag. He chose to step on the bag for the double play. Two outs in the fifth inning. Arquimenez Gamboa at the top of the order steps in for the right side as a switch hitter. The left-hander pitches. It's fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. So a stroke of luck for the Rough Riders. They'll certainly take it. Infield back and playing straight up. The 0-1. A little looper into shallow left field over Acuna at short, and it drops into the grass in front of Zavala, a base hit for Gamboa. Nick Dunn makes his way to the plate. 6-1 Rough Riders in the top of the fifth inning. Dunn singled in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. The throw over to first is high, and it gets up into the stands. And that allows Gamboa to reach to second on the air. It's the second error of the Rough Riders inning. They award Gamboa third. Runner at third. Top of the fifth inning. Two outs. Stretching the pitch. Swinging a line drive to right field. Right at Hover. He maneuvers to his right. Makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the fifth inning. The Rough Riders don't allow any runs, but just one hit, two errors, and one left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 6-1 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Let's ride.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the fifth inning, Brad Miller leads it off for the initial pitch. A swing and a miss off the outside corner on a changeup, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders leading 6-1 over the Cardinals in this penultimate game of the series. The 0-1. Miller swings, chops it foul towards the right side into the Springfield dugout, and it's 0-2. Miller was at the plate when Carter was caught stealing to end the fourth inning, so he goes for his third trip officially to the plate. Strikeout in the first, RBI single in the second. The 0-2, foul back. Still 0-2. And it went straight back and below us, so we couldn't see, but somebody must have made a pretty nice catch. 0-2, the offering to Miller. He swings, puts it high in the air to deep left field. Lopez looking up, and it's gone! Brad Miller homers in his rehab assignment to the opposite field, and it's 7-1 Rough Riders. An opposite field shot into the in-touch home run terrace down the left field line, and Brad Miller puts the Rough Riders lead a little bit further. On an 0-2 pitch, he got a fastball on the outside edge, and he took it the other way with authority. Thomas Sujacy now. Right-handed batter in the pitch. Outside, it's 1-0. Sujacy 1-2, the pitch. He puts it in the air out to left field. This one sending Lopez back at the warning track. It's gone! Back-to-back home runs for the first time this season. It's Brad Miller and Thomas Sujacy, and it's 8-1 Rough Riders. Sujacy with double-digit long balls. It's his 10th of the season. Miles an hour off the bat, 392 feet. And here's Aaron Zavala, the pitch. Outside, it's 1-0. 8-1 Frisco on back-to-back home runs. Stretch in the 1-0. Outside corner, a strike. It's 1-1. So the Rough Riders hit back-to-back home runs for the first time since September 2nd, 2022. The pitch is sent in the air down the left field line and foul, and it's 1-2. When Scott Capers and Jonathan Ornelas went back-to-back in Amarillo. It comes to lead things off in the fifth. The 1-2. High off the outside corner. 2-2. Rough Riders power exploding in this fifth inning. The 2-2. Zavala swings and misses for strike three. And he's down on strikes for the first out. Third strikeout from Pereira. And Trevor Hauber makes his way to the plate. Hauber 0-1 with a walk and a run scored. And time called. Here comes Jose LaHare. So the manager out of the dugout, and he'll make the walk out to get Pereira as the starter's day is done with one out in the fifth inning. They'll go to the bullpen, and they'll get Brian Pope. It's a call to the bullpen here in Frisco. The Rough Riders leading 8-1. We'll step aside and return after this. Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark Mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on price, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Brian Pope comes out of the bullpen for Springfield. Rough Riders leading 8-1 in this bottom half of the fifth inning. One out, nobody aboard. Trevor Hover, the hitter. Hover 0-1 with a walk today. Pereira done in his start for Springfield. He goes 4 1/3 innings, allowing 8 runs, 6 of them earned on 7 hits. He struck out 3 and walked 3, and his line is finalized with nobody aboard behind him when he left. Pope, the right-hander against the left-handed batting Trevor Hover. Stretch in the first pitch is on the inside edge of strike. It's 0-1. Pope from the first base side of the rubber. He issues. Fouled away, left side. It's 0-2. Hover hit the ball hard his last time up at over 100 miles an hour off the bat to center, but Justin Turner tracked it down for the catch. Time called. Hover steps out. The Rough Riders matching their series high in terms of output offensively with their 8 runs so far today. First time they've gone back-to-back on the season as well here in the fifth inning. The pitch simmers high of the zone. It's 1-2. And they try to add on against the California Baptist product, Brian Pope. Stretch in the 1-2. Low off the outside corner. It's 2-2. Mission Viejo, California native, 6'2", 195 pounds, 24 years old. He's making his 6th appearance for Springfield this year. 2-0. Away for 3, and it's 3-2. With high A Peoria, he was really good earlier this year. 15 outings, a 1.95 ERA, but an ERA just above 5 so far in his 5 outings here in AA. Payoff pick. Swinging a high drive to deep left center field. Turner going back. He's at the warning track. He watches. See you later. 3 home runs in the inning for the Rough Riders. This time it's Trevor Hover. And it's 9-1 Frisco. 410-foot shot for Trevor Hover to left center field. His 6th of the year. And the Rough Riders are playing home run derby on this Saturday night in Frisco. First time they've hit 3 home runs in an inning this year. That brings Scott Capers to the plate. The pitch. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Doesn't matter who's pitching. It's leaving. 3 solo home runs for Frisco. 9-1 Rough Riders. The pitch. Capers swings and misses, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders tie their season high for home runs in a game with 3. 5th time they've done it, and it's happened all here in the 5th inning. The 0-2. Low off the outside corner. It's one ball and two strikes on Capers, who had a two-run single in the second. The 1-2. Capers swings and misses for strike three, and he's out number two in the fifth inning. The first strikeout for Brian Pope. That's the first home run that Pope has allowed here at the AA level. He allowed an unearned run earlier in this series. It's his second appearance. He pitched in game two. Josh Hatcher now, the pitch. Just low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Hatcher picked up his first AA RBI in the second, bouncing into a fielder's choice that produced a run. Bounced out to short in the fourth. The 1-0. He checks his swing on a pitch that misses low, and he was able to hold back. It's two balls and no strikes. 9 runs on 8 hits for the Rough Riders. And play in the bottom of the fifth. Two out, fouled straight back. Two balls and one strike. A three homer inning so far. All of them to left field. Brad Miller, Thomas Sujacy, Trevor Hover. 2-1. Hatcher takes outside 3-1. Now he's in a good count. Rough Riders have not been much of a home run hitting team this year, but they have tonight. The 3-1. Fouled straight back. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Rough Riders have had their ebbs and flows in terms of power as of late. Entering into tonight's game, the Rough Riders were third to last in the 10-team league in home runs. The payoff pitch. In the air, foul left side. It's 3-2. So JC's home run tonight gives him a team-high 10. And that'll tell you a lot, as the Rough Riders don't really have that big bopper in the middle of the order. That would normally produce a lot of homers. So JC has homered 6 times in the last 16 games. 3-2, fouled at the plate, and Hatcher remains alive. 6 home runs in his last 16, and hitting nearly 400 during that stretch. Three and two still on Hatcher. Pope ready from the stretch. He brings it home. A line drive to left field. That drops in, rolling down the line. Lopez cuts it off. Hatcher around first, stomps on the brakes, and heads back in. Fourth hit of the inning for Frisco, and the first one that stays in the friendly confines. Seventh man up in the inning, it's Jax Biggers in the 9th hole. Josh Hatcher has his third hit as a member of the Rough Riders in 10 at-bats. Biggers produced a run, bouncing into a fielder's choice for an RBI in the second, then later came in to score, and then walked and scored in the fourth. 9-1 Rough Riders. First pitch, Biggers swings and fouls it straight back to the netting, and it's 0-1. Great night for some offense. Rough Riders showing it off. Great to win the last 3 games of this series. Frisco winning last night. They're ahead tonight by 8. And then tomorrow they'll have Nick Krauth on the bump, after they lost the first 3 to Springfield. The 0-1. Breaking ball. Out of the knees on the outside corner, a called strike. And it's 0-2, and that would make it so the Rough Riders would split each of their last 3 series. Stretch in the 0-2. Biggers swings and misses for strike 3. And it retires the side in the 5th inning. But 3 runs across on 4 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. A 3-homer inning for the Rough Riders. Brad Miller, Thomas Sujacy, and Trevor Hover. It's 9-1 Rough Riders to the top half of the 6th inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games.
There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders with three solo homers in the bottom half of the fifth inning, and it's 9-1 Frisco to the top of the sixth. John Matthews takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders, and Jacob Buschberger at the plate, the first pitch. Fastball outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Third Rough Riders pitcher tonight. Matthews takes over for Danny Duffy. The pitch. Swinging a hard ground ball, fair, inside the third base back, down in the left field corner. Buschberger around first on his way to second. Zavala plays it back in, but Buschberger's at second base with a double. Third time he's reached today. It's his sixth double of the season. Leadoff man aboard in scoring position for the Cardinals in the top of the sixth inning against John Matthews. Chandler Redmond hits. He had an RBI single back in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-2. He's been really good in this series. 8-for-20. The first pitch. Outside with a heater, and it's 1-0. Going to stay out of his wheelhouse because he'll send it a long, long way. The league leader with 19 homers. Matthews, the pitch. Inside, he hit him on the leg with a breaking ball. A double and a hit by pitch. First two have reached here in the sixth inning. L.J. Jones, the fourth, sends his way to the plate. Oh for 2, the DH today. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Matthews would love a ground ball. He's ready from the stretch, and he delivers home the first pitch. Swinging a hard ground ball to third, but it's past Biggers down the left field line. Buschberger around third. He comes in to score, and it's an RBI single for Jones. It's 9-2, Rough Riders lead. Well, Buschberger easily scored. Redmond up to second. L.J. Jones with a hard ground ball base hit down the third base side to produce a run. Irving Lopez stands in. Rough Riders lead trimmed to 7 now. Stretching the pitch. Matthews puts it by his swinging bat with a fastball, and it's 0-1. The right-hander, Pennsylvania native, 25 years old from the stretch. Looks back towards second and deals in the 0-1. Swinging a looping line drive into right center field. That one's in there for a base hit. Redmond steams up to third. It gets stopped, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. First four have reached against John Matthews. Double hit by pitch, single, single. Bags packed, and here's Noah Mendlinger. Well, last thing you want to do is put runners on for anybody on this Cardinals team. They're second in the league in home runs. Mendlinger just has three this year, but in 33 games. John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, will jog out of the dugout, and he'll go chat with Matthews. We talked earlier about the Rough Riders pitching struggles as a starting staff. Well, a real strong suit of this team has been the bullpen recently. In June, the Rough Riders have had a 3.49 bullpen ERA. Over the last 10 games, their bullpen's been even stronger at a 2.47 mark. That being over last series and this series so far against Springfield. The bullpen did struggle in that first series of the road trip in Corpus Christi, allowing 9 home runs in the 6 games. But since then, they have really buckled it down in terms of allowing long balls. Base is loaded. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Mendlinger takes inside with a breaking ball, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Since allowing those 9 homers to Corpus, Frisco has just allowed 4 home runs over the last 10 games out of the bullpen. The 1-0. This is low, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Real strong stuff in terms of improvement. Dangerous spot right here, though. Base is loaded, 1 run in, and nobody out in the 6th inning. 2-0 pitch. At the bottom of the zone with a fastball for a strike. 2-1. Pole side shift on the infield for the left-handed batting Mendlinger. The outfield plays to pole as well. Matthews issues. Slap foul out of play left side. It's 2-2. Nobody currently up and throwing in the Rough Riders bullpen. Tristan Polly has started tossing the medicine ball around a little bit. Getting loose out there. Mendlinger calls time and steps out. He was robbed his last trip up in the 4th inning. Jax Biggers a diving play at third base to take away an extra base hit. 2-2. Ground ball foul into the Springfield dugout first base side. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rough Riders in the bottom half of the 5th inning just put up 3 solo homers, and now in the top half of the 6th, Springfield answering back with a run and hoping for a crooked number. 2-2. Down low and inside, skips away, and it looks like it hit Mendlinger. So the second hit-by-pitch of the inning for Matthews forces in the second run of the inning. Bases remain loaded still with nobody out, and it's now 9-3 Frisco leads. Jones at third, Lopez at second, Mendlinger at first for Jose Alvarez in the 8th spot. Matthews looks in for his sign. The right-hander's got it. He's ready from the stretch. He pitches. Bounced straight back, and it's 0-1. Elongating the inning a little bit and still hoping for that ground ball as the Rough Riders lead by 6. They play up the middle at double play depth. Corners not pinching in. I'll gladly give up a run for a couple outs here. The 0-1. Low off the outside corner, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Rough Riders infield has been so adept at turning double plays this year. They've been fantastic defensively. Best team in terms of fewest errors in the Texas League. 1-1. Swinging a ground ball back up the middle. So JC's got it. Bobbles at second. Flips to Acuna there. They only get the one out instead of the 2 because of the bobble. And that allows Jones to cross home. It's the 3rd run of the inning. And there's 1 out in the RBI fielder's choice. It goes 4-6. Alvarez at first base. Lopez motors to third. Justin Turner at the plate. It's now a 9-4 Rough Riders lead. Springfield says, I see your 3 spot, and I will answer with a 3 spot. And still just 1 out. Stretch in the pitch. Turner swings and sends a high drive to right center field. Carter to the warning track. He's there to make the catch. Lopez tags from third, and he comes in to score. It's the 4th run of the inning for Springfield. It's now 9-5 Rough Riders. Sacrifice fly for Justin Turner. Alvarez remains at first base. A long fly ball just shy of 400 feet into right center field. Turner knocks in a run. Two outs, top of the order, eighth man to the plate in the inning. It's Archimedes Gamboa, first pitch. Left-handed batter takes one on the outside corner with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Gamboa, the switch hitter, batting lefty for the first time today. He's facing his first right-handed pitcher. Juan Mejia starting was just the second time the Rough Riders have had a lefty starter all year. The pitch. Low and outside, it's 1-1. The other was also a spot start from Grant Wolfram earlier in the season. Righty stretches in the 1-1. Pierces the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. Matthews trying to wiggle out of this inning. Four runs across for Springfield. Full side shift again for the left-handed batter in the Rough Riders infield. The 1-2. Swinging a ground ball foul into the Springfield dugout. And it's still 1-2 over on the first base side. The Rough Riders luckily did put up those three runs, so they have a little bit of cushion to work with. Matthews delivers. Swing and a miss. He got him down low and inside for a strike three. John Matthews picks up the strikeout to get out of the inning, but it's still a four-run frame for the Cardinals. Four runs across on 1-2-3. Yep, three base hits, no errors, and one runner left on. It's 9-5. Rough Riders lead it. We go to the bottom half of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Luisan Helacuna leads it off for the Rough Riders in the home half of the sixth inning. 9-5 Frisco, first pitch. Acuna watches a breaking ball high and inside, and it's 1-0. A lot of runs in this one tonight. Rough Riders put up 5 in the bottom half of the second inning to take an early lead. Pope the 1-0. Swinging a chopper, third base side. The third baseman, Buschberger's got it, fires across and gets Acuna by a step. And there's one away. Evan Carter to the plate. It's 9-5 Rough Riders. 5 runs in the second for the Rough Riders. Then both teams scored a run in the fourth inning. Frisco with 3 solo homers in the bottom of the fifth, and then 4 in the top half of the sixth for Springfield to give us our score. 2 hits today for Carter. First pitch. Bottom of the zone, a strike with a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Carter with 2 singles, 1 in the second, and an RBI single in the fourth. 0-1 is sprayed in the air down the left field line and foul. 0-2 on the Rough Riders center fielder. Frisco and 9 runs on 9 hits tonight. Pope the 0-2. High and outside. It's 1-2. Carter stands back in from the left side with the bases clear and 1 out. Pull side shift on the infield. The 1-2. High off the outside corner. It's 2-2. Sun is almost set on this gorgeous night. Starting to feel a little bit more comfortable for fans in the seats. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner for strike 3. Carter down on strikes, and that brings Brad Miller to the plate, who began the homer barrage in the 5th. 9-5 Frisco. 3 solo homers from Miller, Sajacy, and Hobbard. Pope delivers. Miller watches low. 1-0. The lights are taking effect here at Riders Field on what is a night that started at 97 degrees with a feels like of 106 at first pitch. The offering. Top of the zone, a strike. We're even at 1-1. It's now 93 with a feels like of 101. Not too much cooler. Pope brings it. Low and outside. 2-1. And it'll just keep getting hotter. The Rough Riders are on the road next week. It's supposed to be 103 here in Frisco on Wednesday. 2-1. Strike of the knees and the inside edge, and it's 2-2. We're going to be in San Antonio next week, where the lowest high, well, it slipped down to 100 degrees now. That's nice. It's supposed to be 104 on Tuesday next week. Shuttles in the 2-2. Miller takes outside. It's 3-2. You ready for that?
I'm ready. I'm still not going to bring a jacket. 100 degrees, 102. Maybe a light jacket.
Don't underestimate the AC in the press box.
That's a good point.
Sometimes they overdo it. Payoff pitch. Miller sprays it foul left side on the line. Watch out. Goodness gracious. 104 miles an hour into the seats. Whole lot of fans down there. Hey, it's Vinny Colangelo, the Rough Riders home clubhouse manager who got the ball and gave it off to a fan. Nicely done, Vinny. That's the clubbie of the year last year in the Texas League. The pitch outside of ball 4. Brad Miller makes his way aboard with a walk. 2 down in the 6th inning. Riders leading by 4. Thomas Sujacy stands in. I mean, we're running out of adjectives to describe Thomas Sujacy in the stretch that he's been on. A 13-game hitting streak. 2-for-3 today with a home run and a single. And, you know, you can hear hitting streak and you say, well, how many of those are just one-hit games or the soft single? The pitch is lined to right field. That drops in for another hit for Sujacy. Miller up to second. He motors to third. Sujacy on his way to second. Dives in head first safely with a double. And the Rough Riders have 2 in scoring position with 2 down in the 4th. He slashed it the other way at 101 miles an hour down the right side. And a hustle double. His 3rd hit tonight. He's a triple shy of the cycle.
Have we used scintillating yet? You said we're running out of adjectives. Has that one been plucked out already?
It has now.
Okay. Now we're out of adjectives. That was the last one.
Scintillating, sensational. He's been amazing. Stretching the pitch to Aaron Zavala. He takes on the outside corner of the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders leading 9-5.
I've got one more adjective for you.
Hit me.
I'm going to go sublime because that's also the band for his walk-up song.
Yeah, I like it. Santeria.
Yeah.
The pitch. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2.
He also has the best walk-up song now. It was Dustin Harris, but he changed his and then went up to AAA, and now it's Thomas and Jason.
Okay.
Santeria. It's
in your power rankings?
In my power rankings.
Okay.
Well, Brad Miller has the best walk-up song, but that's temporary. with the
And why is that, Josh?
Well, I picked it for him. He didn't care. So
when he first got here, went down to the clubhouse, and I always asked the rehabbers, you know, what do you want for your walk-up song? Well, Brad, when he rehabbed here last year, he picked one. So I figured he'd pick another one. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2. Low and outside. One ball, two strikes. Well, he said, yeah, I actually do want one. And then he thought about it, and he's like, you know what? Surprise me. And so I was like, okay, they'll just play a random song. Well, unfortunately, I told that to Josh, who immediately said, oh, I'm going to pick it for him.
I'm not letting that opportunity pass by to pick a walk-up song for Brad Miller. Heck yeah.
The 1-2. Line outside. It's 2-2 on Zavala with two aboard and two out.
So I went with Been About It by Lecrae and Andy Mineo at a minute 35. And I asked him today, what do you think of your walk-up song? He said, I like it. I got compliments on it. Thomas Ajayi said he liked it. So it's been a hit.
I can't confirm that happened. A 2-2. High off the outside corner, three balls, two strikes. And you were just grinning from ear to ear.
I'm never going to have a walk-up song. I'm not a professional baseball player. See, that's Brad great. Miller, 11-year MLB guy, walk up to a banger every time and he hits a home run. I take partial credit for that digger. It was because of the walk-up song.
Stretch and the payoff pitch is Zavala. Swinging a foul back to the screen. It's still 3-2. You ready for another scintillating stat on CGC?
Hit me.
So after going 3-for-4 today, and he's not done yet tonight, his average during this 13-game hitting streak, .453.
Oof, not slugging percentage.
That's average.
Batting average.
3-2. Strike three called at the bottom of the zone, and Zavala is down looking. He thought it was ball four. Instead, it ends the inning here in the sixth. No runs on a hit, no errors, two left on for the Rough Riders. We go top seven next. It's the Rough Riders 9, the Cardinals 5. You'll hear Josh Wharton on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Tristan Pauley on the mound now for the Frisco Rough Riders as we move on to the seventh inning from Riders Field here in Frisco, Texas. And through six innings, the Springfield Cardinals with 5 runs on 7 hits and 1 error. And the Frisco Rough Riders with 9 runs on 10 hits. And 2 errors. Nick Dunn, the batter, the first one to face Tristan Pauley. The southpaw gets ready for his first pitch, and the seventh inning begins. A slider outside, and ball one to Nick Dunn. Tristan Pauley's 16th appearance out of the Frisco bullpen this season. 23 innings, 19 strikeouts, ERA just over 5. 1-0 pitch slices the outside edge, and it's strike one from Tristan Pauley. Made 4 appearances at the AAA level, then came back to AA and pitched most recently June 22nd, his first appearance back with the Rough Riders 3 days ago. The 1-1 pitch, a slider swung on and missed by Nick Dunn. Pauley gets ahead, 1-2. Tristan Pauley pitching against Springfield back on Wednesday
one and two-thirds innings, allowed one run. That's a 1-2 count on Nick Dunn, who steps out. Frisco winning yesterday and now going for back-to-back wins, which they have not done since June 6th and 7th. Been a while. It's a winning streak. Here's the 1-2. Another slider. This one down and away. And ball two to Nick Dunn. Two balls, two strikes to the leadoff man in the seventh inning. Infield playing at the back of the dirt for each of the four. Hatcher a little bit more in. The 2-2 pitch. Dunn takes it on the outside corner. Fastball, strike three looking. Tristan Polly dots it up. And one away in the seventh. Jacob Buschberger, the batter. A 9-5 Frisco lead. Well, Frisco wasn't the only team to win yesterday in the Rangers organization. Round Rock Express also victorious at the AAA level, as was Hickory at the high A level. First pitch to Jacob Buschberger is on the outside edge for a strike. Round Rock won 8-3. Hickory won 8-2. Frisco won 8-5. Down East won, just seven runs, but still good. 7-4 at the single A level. So all four of those minor league affiliates winning yesterday. Here's the 0-1 to Buschberger. It's low for a ball. Not only that, but the Arizona Rookie Ball League Rangers winning 2-1. The Dominican League teams, both the blue and the red team, also victorious. And the Rangers won at the major league level. How about that? Here's the 1-1 to Jacob Buschberger. It's in the dirt and ball two.
That's a full organizational sweep.
That's an org sweep right there. It's not bad. Everybody winning. Eight teams, minor league, major league, Dominican Summer League. That's some international sweeping going on.
Round Rock's won seven in a row now.
Good for them. Got Dustin Harris up there, and they're winning. And Owen White. Here's the 2-1. Buschberger watches it low, ball three. Nick Tanelu up there as well, as the Rough Riders have sent up a trio recently. Mark Church, obviously. And players going up to the AAA level over first few months here of the 2023 season.
The Round Rock Rough Riders.
The Round Rock Rough Riders. I like it. Tristan Polly back from Round Rock. His 3-1 pitch to Buschberger is taken down the middle. Strike two, I should say. 3-2 the count. He dots up the middle of the zone. And one out. Full count to Jacob Buschberger. Polly kicks and comes home. A ground ball towards third. Biggers dives early atop his glove into foul territory. Buschberger around first. Starts to go to second and stays there. Biggers took a dive for it and had it bounce off his glove. Kind of leapt out just a half second too quickly for it. And he did make contact with the ball. Just barely fair, and it dribbled across the chalk. And it will be a base hit for Jacob Buschberger. On an infield single. Biggers still did a good job to keep it near the infield. Might have been extra bases had he not stopped it, kept it near the infield. One out, one on for Chandler Redmond. Lefty-lefty matchup. Tristan Polly's first pitch is low and outside for ball one. Chandler Redmond with his team-leading and league-leading 19 home runs, including one yesterday. One for two today. 1-0 offering to the left-hand hitter, Redmond. Is taken at the bottom of the zone to even the count 1-1. Ironically, Redmond's one home run was in the one game that Springfield lost this week. He had a couple doubles, but no home runs the first three games, each of which Springfield was victorious in. 1-1 pitch to Redmond. A slider swung on and missed. Big hack. And even bigger for him. He always takes big hacks. That was even a little bit bigger. Missed it. Strike two on Redmond. Second in the league in RBIs behind just Robbie Tenorowicz. He's got 55, does Chandler Redmond. Two behind Tenorowicz of Arkansas. The 1-2 pitch. Redmond takes it just a little bit outside and just below the zone. Two balls, two strikes from Tristan Polly. One out, a runner aboard for the Cardinals. A 9-5 Rough Riders advantage in the away half of the seventh inning. Tristan Polly set with his hands at chest level. He fires home. Swung on and missed. Got him to chase it. Chandler Redmond on a breaking ball. Bottom of the zone. Punches out. Two strikeouts this inning for Tristan Polly. I L.J. Jones, the batter with two down, top of the seventh. And the designated hitter steps in with a base hit last inning, an RBI. His only hit today is 1-for-3. Outfield playing him fairly deep. The at-bat begins. The fastball just low of the zone. And ball one to L.J. Jones. Making it to Double A for the first time in his career this season. He's 23 years old. Out of San Diego. Hitting 224 this season. The 1-0. A big swing and a miss and a breaking ball underneath the zone. And strike two on L.J. Jones. Made it to Double A for the first time, and the very first pitch that he saw was with the bases loaded back on April 8th. A bases clearing double for L.J. Jones. Here's the 1-1 to Jones. Swings and misses again. Tristan Polly gets it past the barrel on a fastball at the knees. He's playing Wichita at the beginning of the season. And first at bat, bases loaded, cleared them all in the very first pitch. To start out his Double A career, Jones, who has 6 home runs this year, looking to extend this inning. Runner at first for the Cardinals, 2 down, top of the 7th. Frisco leading at 9-5. Tristan Pauley's 2-strike pitch is taken low. Jones seemed to be taking all the way, or at least just knew it early on. That ball was going to be low. Ball 2, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Frisco has not trailed today. Took a commanding lead in the second inning. It's somewhat smaller now, 9-5. The 2-2 pitch from Tristan Polly swung on and fouled at the plate. Frisco putting a 5 spot on the board in the second inning. And Springfield has shortened the gap since then, but barely. Down by 4 now. Both teams scoring a run in the fourth inning. Frisco adding 3 runs in the sixth. Springfield canceling that out and more with 4 runs last inning. But the Rough Riders lead at 9-5. The 2-2 offering from Tristan Polly is taken just below the knees. Ball 3, and the inning continues 3-2. Irving Lopez on deck, 1-for-3 in the day. L.J. Jones readying for the payoff pitch. Polly holds, looking over at first. He kicks. It's down and in on the corner. Strike 3 taken. Placed it right on the inside corner. Tristan Polly waltzes off the mound with a strikeout looking. He punches out the side in the 7th inning. No runs across for the Cardinals with 1 hit, 1 left on. And it's still 9-5 Frisco with some time for stretching when we return to the bottom of the 7th on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And pitcher into the ballgame for the Springfield Cardinals, Logan Sawyer, makes his 3rd appearance of the series. On the mound for the Springfield Cardinals, he will encounter Trevor Hover, Scott Capers, and Josh Hatcher.
In the home half of the seventh inning, Frisco 9, Springfield 5. A back and forth ball game with a lot of runs on each side, but Frisco has led the entire way ever since taking the lead in the second inning. In Trevor Hover with a home run, his last at bat, climbs in. The first pitch from Sawyer is down and in on a breaking ball, and 1-0 to Hover. Homering to left center at 100 miles an hour. The third home run of the inning for the Rough Riders back in the fifth. The 1-0 offering from Logan Sawyer is in a similar spot. Down and in, and it's 2-0 to Trevor Hover. The outfielder also walked and scored in the second inning. Hitting 225 with now six home runs. 2-0 the count, and here's the pitch. He swings and fouls it back. This one was in the zone just barely on the inside corner, and Hover went after it. Logan Sawyer putting up 23 appearances on the year now and three this series. He pitched yesterday. Handled one inning, went 1-2-3, and only needed 13 pitches. And so he's able to come back today and pitch again. A 2-1 offering. Hover again swings a ground ball up the middle. That finds a hole. And into center field. Base hit for Trevor Hover. He's reached base three times today. A walk, a single, and not to mention that home run. And Hover had himself a nice day at the plate. He leads off the seventh inning with a single. Scott Capers is next with nobody out in the seventh. 9-5 Frisco here at Riders Field. Logan Sawyer with an ERA down to 7.46, slightly lowered with yesterday's appearance, one inning. First pitch to Capers, down and away. And ball one to Scott. He's got a two RBI single to his name, but has struck out the next couple plate appearances tonight. So he's 1-for-3. Same thing he did Thursday, 1-for-3. In his most recent game, got his only day off this week yesterday. The 1-0 pitch to Scott Capers, a breaking ball away, and it's 2-0. Usually Scott gets a day off every other day, alternating catchers, but he caught the first 2 days and then DH'd the third and then got yesterday off, but he has played four out of the five games this week. A 2-0 pitch to Scott Capers is taken over the heart of the plate, and strike one, 2-1. Tuesday had a double and a sacrifice fly, then an RBI single on Thursday, plus a walk. The day off yesterday, and then that two RBI single today back in the second inning to take the first lead of the game. Here's the 2-1. He swings and laces it to center field. Justin Turner running back, but he's able to get there in time. Didn't have to move too far back. He was already shaded to left center. A hard hit ball for Scott Capers, but it's a loud fly out. 102 miles an hour off the barrel of the catcher. But it's out number one with Trevor Hover retreating to first base. Josh Hatcher is next in the lineup for the Rough Riders. The left-handed batter steps in to face Logan Sawyer. 9-5, Frisco in front in the seventh inning. One out, one on for the Rough Riders. The first pitch to Hatcher. Takes it right down the middle and strike one. Hatcher is now 3-for-10 on the series, his first week of double-A baseball. Making it up from the high-A level. And as a single, his most recent plate appearance, gotten a hit all three games he's played here with the Rough Riders. The 0-1. He swings and lifts it to left field. Fairly well hit. Lopez running back to the warning track, to the wall. There she goes. Josh Hatcher's first double-A home run. A two-run blast. The Rough Riders lead it 11-5. Hatcher sends it opposite way. Just got over the wall in left field. And he goes yard for the first time. His second base hit today. Three RBIs in the evening for Josh Hatcher. Have yourself a week in your first double-A series. 11-5 Rough Riders. Jax Bigger steps in. First pitch from Sawyer. Breaking ball high, and it's 1-0. Two-run shot for Josh Hatcher. Got under it a little bit, too. I thought he could have squared it up even more, and it still got out. And 1-0 to Biggers. It's high again, 2-0. So after Hover got aboard with a leadoff single, he can trot around the base paths on the home run. And Josh Hatcher comes in on the dinger.
2-0 the count to Jax Biggers with one away. Fastball outside, and after the home run, Logan Sawyer has failed to find the strike zone. Three straight balls to Jax Biggers.
That's a new season high in homers, too, in a game. That's four.
3-1 inning, and now a fourth for Josh Hatcher today. A 3-0 at the knees for a strike. The three home runs, Brad Miller, Thomas Ajayi, and Trevor Hover went yard in the fifth inning, and Hatcher has the fourth of the day for the Rough Riders. 11-5 the lead. Here's the pitch. 3-1 is inside. Jax Biggers earns a walk, his second of the day. A one-out base on balls, and that turns over the lineup. Luis Angel Acuna is next. Now a mound visit for Logan Sawyer, who gives up a blast and then a walk. And a runner at first for Frisco with Acuna to the plate. Frisco ahead 11-5 in this ballgame. Acuna, who is 0-for-4 today, having put the ball in play all four times. Now gets his first shot at Logan Sawyer tonight, with the catcher Jose Alvarez talking with Logan Sawyer on the mound. And now the home plate umpire Nate Diedrich comes out to break it up. Luis Angel Acuna with a .300 batting average this season and 17 doubles, top five in the league and first on the team in doubles. There's three flyouts and a ground out today. Ready to go after the mound visit. The first pitch to Luis Angel Acuna. He flies it to right field and playable for Mendlinger. Takes one step in, stops, catches, and puts away Acuna. And there's now two outs for Evan Carter. Runner at first for the Rough Riders, leading by six. Evan Carter, who's got a pair of base hits today, is 2-for-4. Good to see him back in the lineup. Missed most of June, but back off the IL. He and his wife, Kayla, back here living in Frisco once again and enjoying the Rough Riders. The first pitch to Carter is taken for a strike. Carter just got married last year. He didn't go to college. He was signed out of high school, but his wife, Kaylin, had just graduated from Eastern Tennessee State University a week before the wedding. The pitch to Carter is inside, and 1-1 the count to Evan. Evan's dad played football at ETSU. His girlfriend turned fiance, turned wife, a graduate as well from Eastern Tennessee State. Runner starts to go, a throw back to first, and he got back in time. Almost picked off Biggers as he started to move towards second. Already got a stolen base today, was nearly headed that way, then nearly picked off, but he gets back in time. Biggers safe at first. Again, dancing around. Here's the 1-1. Carter watches it outside. He gets ahead, two balls and a strike. Two outs in the inning. Frisco ahead, 11-5. Home half of the seventh. Logan Sawyer set for the 2-1 pitch. Here she comes. Breaking ball low, and Evan Carter earns a 3-1 count. Carter, not the only married guy on the team, but he certainly is the youngest married guy. Well, he's the youngest guy in general. He's 20 years old. Turns 21 in August. A 3-1 pitch. High and outside. And a 5-pitch walk for Evan Carter. He gets aboard to push Biggers into scoring position. A little two-out rally after a home run has already brought in two runs this inning. And now Brad Miller's the batter. A home run for him already. And now a mound visit for Logan Sawyer, the second of the inning, but the first by a coach. And it looks like Eric Peterson, the pitching coach, is walking out to chat with Logan Sawyer. Brad Miller, the batter, with two aboard, two outs. An 11-5 lead for the Frisco Rough Riders in the seventh inning. If you're watching on the stream, there is Brad Miller readying for his fifth plate appearance of the day and his best of his rehab stint. Came in just 1-for-11, but had his first base hit with the Rough Riders yesterday. Then got another single today, plus the home run, plus a walk. 2-for-3 with a couple base hits, and well done so far for Brad Miller. 33 years old, just about to hit his 10-year anniversary of his MLB debut. few days from now. Came up with the Mariners as a shortstop. Now playing first base with the Rough Riders, DHing today, but been at first base this week. He steps in, ready to go. Logan Sawyer's first pitch to Brad Miller is taken down the middle, a strike towards the inside half, really. 0-1 to Miller with two aboard for the Rough Riders, leading by six in the seventh inning. Logan Sawyer has his hands belled high, looking back at second. He comes home. Fastball swung right back to the netting on a foul ball. And it's 0-2 to Brad Miller. Miller, when he was in college at Clemson, was arguably the best shortstop in the nation. Now more of a first baseman, but he was a tremendous shortstop. I say arguably as if there is an argument. He won the award for the best shortstop in the nation, the Brooks Wallace Award. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Miller. He swings and misses. Ball in the dirt, and he's down. The inning is over. But Frisco gets two runs on a home run. Josh Hatcher goes yard for the first time at the Double-A level. And the Rough Riders add on to the lead. 11-5 is the mark through seven innings on the Riders Baseball Network.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Well, Tristan Pauly back in the mound for the Rough Riders. Facing the middle of the order, Irving Lopez, Noah Mendlinger, Jose Alvarez. For the Springfield Cardinals, Frisco in front today, fairly comfortably after 7 innings. 11-5 is the lead for the Rough Riders. Won what they're looking for, back-to-back wins. They have not done that since the first couple Corpus Christi games in early June. The 6th and the 7th of this month. Haven't won consecutive games since then. They could do that today if they hold on. First pitch of the 8th inning to Irving Lopez is taken inside. Nearly got him on the elbow. And ball one from Tristan Pauly. Tristan pitched last inning for the Rough Riders. Just one hit, no runs. Now for his second frame. 1-0 from the southpaw, cuts across the zone on a fastball, and it's 1-1. 9-game hitting streak for Irving Lopez at the plate. 5-for-12 on the series, plus 4 free passes. The 2-0 pitch to the outfielder is low. And 3-0 to Lopez. He's been facing Frisco a long time. Ever since 2019, Lopez has had history against this Rough Riders team. Long-time Double-A player. 3-0 pitch is at the belt. Strike one. It's 3-1. Hasn't fared too well against Frisco. Just went 6-for-34 against Frisco back in 2019. Even tougher the next season in 2021. Went 1-for-11. The 2-2 pitch to Lopez. He swings at a slider and bashes it to left field. Coming over, Zavala runs out. Leaps. Did he hold on to that ball? Yes, he did. Oh, what a catch by Aaron Zavala. Going headlong and stole that one away from the grass. No way. No way. Zavala goes flying Superman style. Oh, baby. Took that one off the tips of the grass blades. Snow cone catch and took it away. His best defensive play of the year. First pitch to Mendlinger is his strike, and it's 0-1. We've seen some really good plays defensively tonight. Jax Biggers on a diving stop to get up and throw out a runner at first, and then Zavala's catch there and left. My goodness. The 0-1 to Noah Mendlinger's way outside, 1-1. He'll go in the books as an F7, but Irving Lopez knows that was a base hit, if not for a tremendous catch by Aaron Zavala. Running out and reaching across his body to make the grab. The 1-1 to Mendlinger. He swings a ground ball up the middle. Acuna fields on the run, coming in, throws on the run across, and puts away Noah Mendlinger on a routine 6-3 ground out. There's two outs in the eighth inning. Jose Alvarez, the batter. 11-5, the Frisco advantage in the eighth inning. Righty matchup with Alvarez at the plate. Great day for Frisco. Four home runs, a season high as a club. Really good defense. And leading by six. First pitch of the at-bat is down and in. Ball one from Tristan Pauley. The Rough Riders now leading this series all time against Springfield with yesterday's win, 103-100. A closely matched affair. Want to know the count? Pauley's pitch is rifled towards first. Hatcher dove, couldn't quite get it into right field for a base hit, nearly getting the second SportsCenter-esque play of the frame, but just out of the reach of Josh Hatcher and into right field.
If he would have made that catch, it'd be like, wow, I think they're using up their supply of nice plays for the entire year in one game.
He was just saving it for later. Josh Hatcher about 6 inches, a foot away from the extended glove. Now it's Justin Turner, the batter, steps in for the left side. Two outs, a runner at first for the Cardinals. Tristan Polly's initial pitch of this AB bends away on a slider. It's 1-0. So a fly out to left and a diving catch, and then a ground out, then a single in this inning for Tristan Pauley, working with a 6-run advantage. 1-0 pitch from the Indiana State graduate. And swung on and fouled back. 1-1, one strike to Justin Turner, riding a 16-game on-base streak, including a double yesterday to extend that. He does have a productive at-bat today, a sacrifice fly, but he has not gotten aboard. Might be his last plate appearance of the evening. 1-1 with two outs here in the eighth inning. He's taken just off the outside edge, ball two. He even crushed the ball at 104 miles an hour earlier today. Not only did he not get a hit, it was a double play. Runner at first, and he smashed it right to the first baseman, Hatcher, who caught it and just stepped on the bag for the twin killing. 2-1 pitch to Turner. Swings at a slider and pops it into shallow right center field. Hover sprinting in. Carter also coming in, and it is Evan Carter who gets underneath, makes the catch, and the side is done. One hit, one left on. No errors, no runs for the Cardinals in the top of the eighth inning. Now it's time for the bottom half of the eighth. Frisco leads it 11-5 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit smiledoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's smiledoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Frisco Rough Riders cruising so far on this Saturday evening, looking for their second straight win over the Springfield Cardinals. Give themselves a chance to split the series if they win today and have one more game tomorrow in Game 6. An 11-5 lead for the Rough Riders. Thomas Ajayi, the cleanup hitter, will lead off in the bottom half of the eighth inning against Jack Ralston. UCLA product, his second appearance of the series, in fact, back-to-back appearances. Ralston, the right-hander, standing in 6'6", winds and comes home. Over the top delivery, inside, bit high, and ball one. Pitched yesterday, one inning, just had to face three batters and only threw seven pitches. And got the three outs. Now back for a second straight day. The 1-0 to Sejasi is high. And ball two to Thomas. He's got a double, a home run, a single. This is the second time this series a batter has come to the plate needing one particular event to record a cycle. Evan Carter needed a double back on Wednesday. He did not get it. Here's the 2-0. So JC watches high at the letters for ball three. A walk would be good, but a triple would be better for the first Rough Riders cycle in franchise history. But the triple, arguably the hardest to get. So JC has three of them on the year. Here's the 3-0 to Thomas Ajayi. He takes it high and in. Ball four, and no cycle, at least not in this inning here in the eighth. He has a walk, a double, a home run, a single, and a fly out today. And Ajayi leads off the eighth inning with a free pass on four pitches. Aaron Zavala next, continuing his 23rd birthday. He does have a run scored today and a walk. Climbs in for the left side to face Jack Ralston. First pitch with nobody out. Cuts inside the zone for the first strike of this inning for Ralston. 0-1 to Aaron Zavala. 11-5 the lead for the Frisco Rough Riders in the eighth inning. Wind still blows out towards left field for Aaron Zavala. The 0-1. He takes it low, and it's 1-1 to the left fielder. Trevor Hover on deck. Frisco adding two more runs last inning to extend the lead on a two-run home run by Josh Hatcher. The 1-1 pitch. Zavala again watches it, this time in the dirt, ball two. And it's 2-1. Beautiful night for baseball. Under the lights here in Collin County. The sun set about 50 minutes ago. And still definitely warm temperatures. It'll be hot again tomorrow, reaching 100 degrees for the first of, we expect, six straight days here in Frisco, reaching triple digits. 2-1, Zavala watches a breaking ball catching the inside corner. Two balls, two strikes to Aaron Zavala. Runner at first for the Rough Riders is Thomas Ajayi. Outfield playing fairly deep. To the left-hand hitting, Aaron Zavala. Ralston from the stretch. Shakes off the first sign. Now agrees with his battery mate Alvarez and comes set. The 2-2 is bounced in the dirt well in front of home plate. Blocked by Alvarez and ball three. Three balls, two strikes to Aaron Zavala. And now Sejasi came way off the bag. Time was called and he sprints back, but it was a dead ball. That ball was in the dirt. He's trying to steal 90 feet away, but is ruled back to first. Three balls, two strikes to Aaron Zavala, who went 1-for-3 yesterday with an RBI single. It was the tying single. Frisco is trailing 4-0. Came back to score four runs in the third inning, and it was Zavala's two-out RBI in the third. He added a walk later in the game to get aboard twice out of four tries. A 3-2 pitch to Zavala. Swings and misses a breaking ball in the dirt, and he strikes out. One down in the eighth for Trevor Hover. Thomas Ajayi at first base for the Rough Riders, who have been fairly active on the base paths today and this series and this season. the stolen base earlier for Jax Biggers. Luis Angel Acuna collected his 30th stolen base yesterday to lead the league. Very quick team. The Rough Riders have some threats on the base paths. First pitch to Hover is just above the belt for a ball. So JC, who's 6-for-7 this season at first, probably won't be going. The Rough Riders up by 6. No need to waste outs now. Just keep putting pressure on the pitchers to add to the pitch count. 1-0 to Trevor Hover with one away. It is high, 2-0. A big reason why there's more steal attempts. The bases are larger than they were last year as well at the AA level. They are now at the major league level this season, which helps out, just shortening the distance slightly. 2-0 the count to Trevor Hover. He watches outside corner at strike one. I think the bigger difference is the pitch clock and then especially the pickoff rule. I've heard the bases enlarging helps a little bit. Not all that big of a difference in terms of how many teams are stealing at the big league level, but a small difference for sure. The 2-1 pitch. Hover swings a ground ball softly up the middle Gamboa field. The shortstop runs it to the bag, throws to first in time, and a double play. 6-3 to end the inning. And the Rough Riders go scoreless in the eighth. No hits, nobody left on, no errors. And they'll have to be content with an 11-5 lead on to the ninth inning. Zach Bigley has the call in the ninth on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Into the top of the ninth inning, it's Nick Starr on the mound for the Rough Riders. Starr faces our Jimenez Gamboa, Nick Dunn, and Jacob Buschberger, top three in the order for the Cardinals. 11-5 Frisco. Nick Starr looking for a little bit of redemption after allowing a couple of homers earlier in the series. In his one inning, he's pitched. He takes over for Tristan Pauly. Fifth pitcher used for Frisco tonight. Starr ready from the stretch. First pitch to Gamboa. Fastball rides to the bottom of the zone for a strike at 97, and it's 0-1. Great pitching tonight, all things said and done for the Rough Riders. The pitch. Breaking ball fouled back, and it's 0-2. It was put on the ground. Juan Mejia was great in his start. Three innings of shutout baseball. Hitless baseball as well. The only base runner against him was a walk. The pitch just simmers inside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Really the only blemish outside of the one run that Danny Duffy allowed. The pitch just outside. It's two balls and two strikes. Four-run inning against John Matthews, but outside of that, really strong stuff. Helps the Riders put up 11 runs, too. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball, softly hit to the second baseman, Sejasi, who vacuums it in and throws to first in time. Nick Dunn bats. 1-for-4 today. The second baseman singled and scored in the fourth inning. One out in the top of the ninth inning, 11-5, Rough Riders leading. First pitch is fouled back into Capers' glove. It's 0-1. Star stretches in the 0-1. Inside, 1-1. The Rough Riders and Cardinals will conclude this series tomorrow at 6:05 with the game's first pitch. It's going to be a great crowd on hand here at Riders Field. The 1-1. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate off of Dunn's foot, and it's 1-2. Make sure you get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. We'll have post-game fireworks after the 6:05 game. Nick Crowth starts on the bump for the Rough Riders at 1-4, a 6.69 ERA against Kenny Hernandez, the lefty, for Springfield in a rematch of Game 1. The pitch is fought off the fan, the hands foul into the fans on the left side. It's 1-2. It's going to be a good one to come out to finish off the series, and it's the last chance to see your Rough Riders till July 4th. The 1-2. Breaking ball in the air down the left field line. Zavala racing after it. Still going. Dives, and he traps this one. He fires it back into second base, and Dunn's in there with a double. Zavala couldn't make a second spectacular catch on his birthday. Instead, it's a double for Nick Dunn with one out in the ninth inning. He fully laid out for it. And he nearly made an identical catch to the one he did before, but he trapped it on a ball that bounced right in front of his glove. Jacob Buschberger stands in now. He's 3-for-3 with a walk, 2 singles, and a double today. In from the right side against Starr, who stretches and fires. Fastball, rip and a miss. 98 miles an hour, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders igniting the offense with 19 combined runs over the last two nights. The pitch is drilled to left center field. It's high and deep and gone. A 2-run home run for Jacob Buschberger. His second homer of the series, both off Nick Starr. And it's now 11-7, Rough Riders lead. .104 off the bat. 443 feet off the top of the berm in left center field on a center cut fastball at 98 miles an hour, and Buschberger gave it a ride. 2-run home run here in the top of the ninth inning, and it's Chandler Redmond's turn. Starr pitches. Slider low. 1-0. Pitch is just down and in. 2-0. It's been a bit of a homer fest in this game. 2-0. Redmond watches low, and it's 3-0. That's why you build the big lead, though, just in case something happens. 3-0 pitch. Spears the outer edge of strike. 3-1. 7 runs and 11 hits tonight for the Cardinals. Rough Riders, 11 runs on 12 hits. 3-1 on Redmond. The pitch. Outside corner at the knees, a strike. 3-2. Pull side shift on the infield. The payoff. Swinging a ground ball, chopped to second. So JC's got it belt high and throws onto first for the second out of the inning. Here's LJ Jones. This great crowd of 6,721 to their feet. First pitch to Jones. Swing and a miss, and a fastball at 99 riding inside, and it's 0-1. Jones 1-for-4 today, 2 outs in the ninth. Star delivered. Swinging a ground ball to third. Biggers backhand, scissor step, fires in time. Riders win. Frisco wins it 11-7 over the Springfield Cardinals. And a win tomorrow would split the series. What a victory for the Rough Riders. A season high, 4 home runs, including 3 in the fifth. Brad Miller, Thomas Sajacy, Trevor Hover, and Josh Hatcher all going deep. And the Rough Riders in their high five line for the second night in a row. Final score, it's the Rough Riders 11, the Cardinals 7. Josh Wharton has your post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Two straight victories for the Frisco Rough Riders. This time it's an 11-7 win. Frisco turning up the offense the last couple of nights after scoring 8 runs in the victory yesterday and a whopping 11 tallies tonight. And defeating Springfield 2 straight games, they put 2 wins back-to-back in the books for the first time since June 6th and 7th when they had a 3-game winning streak concluded in Corpus Christi, and they had won 4 games since then, but none of them consecutively. And now Frisco improves to 30-37. And dropped Springfield to a .500 record at 34-34. Great offense tonight. 4 home runs, a lot of extra base hits, a lot of singles as well, as the Rough Riders totaled 12 hits in the ballgame and 11 runs in total. We'll go through the numbers offensively briefly for you. Evan Carter went 2-for-4 today, batting in the 2-hole, an RBI plus a walk for Evan. Brad Miller, 2-for-4 with a home run today for the Rough Riders. Plus a walk as well for Brad at 2 RBIs. Thomas Sajacy, 3-for-4, a triple shy of the cycle. Plus a walk for Thomas Sajacy, and he scored on 2 occasions. Aaron Zavala celebrating his 23rd birthday, drew a walk and scored today and made a ridiculous catch in left field, diving for a fly ball. Trevor Hover, 3 runs scored, 2 hits, a home run, and a single, plus a walk for Trevor Hover today. Scott Capers had a 2 RBI single and scored a run this evening. Josh Hatcher with his first home run at the AA level. He went 2-for-4 with a RBI fielder's choice. Put the ball in play all 4 times. 3 RBIs today for the young first baseman. Jax Biggers didn't get a hit, but he walked twice, scored once, stole a base, and had an RBI fielder's choice, and made a crazy play defensively, spinning around for a ground ball out, getting up and throwing in time to put away a Springfield Cardinal. Great defense tonight for the Frisco Rough Riders, and they win it 11-5 with plenty of offense as well. In front of 6,721 fans tonight, the Rough Riders have pulled in over 14,000 over the last 2 nights and should see a tremendous crowd tomorrow And perhaps the biggest crowd of the year, the next home game, which there's a break in between tomorrow's home game and the next, as the Frisco Rough Riders go to San Antonio next week. But they'll come back for 4th of July. And so you can buy your tickets there for what could be a sellout on Independence Day. But tomorrow night should be great as well. 6:05, the first pitch tomorrow. Nick Krauth will take the hill for the Rough Riders. He also pitched on Tuesday. He gets the start for the Rough Riders. Kenny Hernandez, his counterpart for the Springfield Cardinals, in a rematch of Tuesday's game when Springfield won that game and the first three, but they could also lose the next three. Frisco a chance to split the series, do the opposite of what Springfield had coming in. They had won the first three and then lost the last three of their most recent series on the road, and now have a chance to kind of do the opposite or do the same thing and lose the last three here at Riders Field. So again, Frisco wins it 11-5 today. We'll take a look at the Texas League scores and the minor league affiliates of the Rangers on the farm. In the Texas League, Arkansas defeats Wichita 7-4. Midland beats San Antonio 2-1, but the Missions of San Antonio just claiming the first half title in the Southern Division yesterday, so that's okay for them. Springfield and Frisco at it here, 11-7 the win for the Rough Riders. Tulsa and Northwest Arkansas in extra innings tied at 1 in Tulsa. And Corpus Christi and Amarillo are in Corpus. Amarillo wins it 5-3. In the minor league level, the Round Rock Express threatening to snap their 7-game win streak. They trail in the ninth inning 5-2 to Sacramento. The Hickory Crawdads in extra innings, a 5-run win in 12 innings over Asheville, 13-8 for the Crawdads. Down East defeating Salem 6-2. That's a final in extra innings. So a couple big leagues leads in extras for the Rough Riders. And the Texas Rangers losing today 1-0 to the New York Yankees in the Bronx. Well, that'll close up things here from Riders Field tonight. Great day for the Frisco Rough Riders, taking an early lead back in the second inning and never did give it up with a 5-run second inning, 4 home runs today, and they win it 11-7. For Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden, signing off until tomorrow night, our final game at home of the week. 6:05, the first pitch, 5:50 on the pregame show. Our guest will be Noah Bremer, the starting pitcher yesterday, just made it off Tommy John surgery. Great conversation with Noah Bremer coming up on the pregame show tomorrow evening. Until then, so long, everybody. Go Rough Riders. Have a great rest of your Saturday evening and a great Sunday tomorrow as well. Signing off from Riders Field, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!